I'm Amy Foster, Associate Professor in the Department of History, and you are listening to the Riches Documentary Podcast.
Ocala.
Tavares.
Daytona Beach.
Oviedo.
Apopka.
Orlando.
Lake Helen.
Winter Park.
Eustace.
Sanford.
Welcome to the Riches Documentary Podcast. Riches, the regional initiative for collecting the histories, experiences, and stories of Central Florida, is an umbrella program housing interdisciplinary public history projects that bring together different departments at the University of Central Florida with profit and nonprofit sectors of the community in order to promote the collection and preservation of the region's history. By facilitating research that records and presents the stories of communities, businesses, and institutions in Central Florida, Riches seeks to provide the region with a deeper sense of its heritage. This series will feature a podcast every 2 weeks, in the middle and at the end of each month, that will explore various aspects of Central Florida history. In today's episode, The History of Oviedo, Florida, an interview with Dr. Richard Addix, Josh Pettit sits down with Dr. Richard Addix, author of the only history of the town to date, to speak about Oviedo, writing a local history, and the importance of recording the stories of Central Florida.
Welcome to a podcast for the Riches Program at the University of Central Florida. My name is Josh Pettit. Tonight I'm sitting down with Dr. Richard Addix, Professor Emeritus at the University of Central Florida in the English Department. He's also the co-author of the book Oviedo, Biography of a Town, now in its third edition, along with Miss Donna Neely, formerly of Oviedo High School. In addition to being a professor emeritus at University of Central Florida, Dr. Addix is one of the founding members of the Oviedo Historical Society. I sat down with Dr. Addix at a meeting of the Oviedo Historical Society. The Historical Society meets on the third Tuesday of every month in the Memorial Building by the fire station in downtown Oviedo. Good evening, Dr. Addix. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
I was born in Lake City, Florida. I'm a sixth-generation Floridian through my mother, some pioneers who came to Florida about 1830. My father's family came here from Cedar Key in 1870, came to Lake City. My grandfather founded the Lake City Fire Department, and he was chief until his death, and my father inherited the job of fire chief.
And what about your early life and your education?
I grew up there in Lake City, went to the University of Florida, and for graduate study to Tulane, and my doctor's from Tulane. Taught at Georgia Tech and at Rollins College before coming to FTU.
And you were the part of the charter faculty at FTU, Florida Technical University, which later became the University of Central Florida.
There were 75 faculty and about 1,500 students. The students were all either freshmen or juniors. Juniors were transfers from the community colleges, so that we had a graduating class in the second year. And I understand UCF is now the largest university in the nation. It was a pleasant small college in those days, and everybody knew everybody else.
And you've also lectured outside the United States. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I went to Italy, to Florence, in spring of 1988. The state university system has a study center there, and that was a very pleasant spring semester in Florence. And then I'd always wanted to have a Fulbright lectureship. I'd applied to Greece, I'd applied to Germany, and didn't get them. And then one day I saw on the list Zimbabwe, Africa University, a university that I had been reading about for several years and was very interested in. So I leaped at it immediately and applied, and I got that appointment to spend an academic year of 1997 and 98 in Mutare at Africa University.
So Dr. Addix, can you tell us how you came to write a book about the history of Oviedo?
When I moved to Oviedo in 1968, it was a small town, celery patch right in the middle of town, similar to the Lake City I'd grown up in. We met several of the longtime residents. One in particular, Mrs. T.W. Lawton, used to come to see us and tell us stories about the old days, about growing up in Oviedo, and about her parents who were settlers who came here in 1874. And I thought, well, this has never been written down. And I talked with a friend, Donna Neely, who was a guidance counselor at Oviedo High School. She said, well, she'd been thinking about writing a history of Oviedo for a long time. So we pooled our efforts. I took the first half century, and she took the second half century.
So had there been any other history written of the town before?
One man, Steen Nelson, who was one of the founders with his brother of Nelson and Company, and had written a history back in the 1950s, just not long before his death. And I was able to get a copy of that.
So the Oviedo Historical Society came about as a result of your project to write the book. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
When Donna Neely and I started to writing history, we said, well, it would give us help and a kind of a framework to work from if we have a historical society. So we met in 1974. No, it was actually 1973, November of 1973. We met at the old J.W. King house on King Street, and we formed the historical society there in that year. We blended Steen Nelson's history into it. I start the book with a story of Steen Nelson arriving in the Lake Jessup community in 1875, and end the book in the third edition with another story about Steen Nelson as an old man, from a boy of 12 to an old man.
So your background was in literature and English. When you decided to write a history, did you consult with any of your colleagues in the history department? As a student, had you taken any classes on writing history? Were you familiar with the field of history?
Well, a lot of my graduate study was in literary history, writing biographies and studying the biographies of authors. In fact, I think there was always an interest in history and in the historical aspects of literature. We called it a biography of the town because we were more interested in the biographical aspect, not so much a historical analysis, but just telling people's stories and the very interesting interactions among people, picking up little anecdotes, quirks, and traits. I frequently consulted friends in the history department, like Dr. Bruce Pauley.
Can you tell us a little bit about the sources you used in the book? I've noticed that you have both interviews and documentary evidence.
Well, one source was the Steen Nelson history. At the meeting tonight, it was mention made of the paper copies of the Sanford Herald. They're big, heavy volumes. And I turned every page in all those volumes going up to the Sanford Herald office and pulling them off shelves and gleaning details and facts about Oviedo. I went to the State of Florida Library in Tallahassee, to the Library of the University of Florida. I sent for information from the National Archives. I went through the files of the Orlando Sentinel, the Orlando Evening Star and Sentinel. And then we took tape recorders, Donna Neely and I took tape recorders around all the old residents, and we recorded their stories. We adapted these into the text of the book. These were principally our sources.
Did you ever have any trouble getting the residents of Oviedo to speak about their history or to get them recorded?
Some people didn't want to be recorded, and so you would take a tape recorder when they would, but when they didn't want to be recorded, you just took along your notes. One man who was a vital source for me was Mr. Charles S. Lee. He was in his 90s at that time. His memory was uncanny. He remembered everything. And a very intelligent man with a sense of a farmer and a mechanic who knew how things worked. And he could explain things for me. I lived on Lake Charm, and he lived across the lake. I never went by his house without a pencil and paper in my pocket because he would stop me at the mailbox. There was another story I thought about and I wanted to play. I took down several tapes, maybe half a dozen tapes of Mr. Lee.
Now, there's one thing I noticed about the book, and this may just be the historian in me coming out, but I noticed that you tend to tell the story of white Oviedo in the book more than you tell the story of black Oviedo, and there was definitely a town that was divided racially. Can you tell us more about that? Was that by design? Were you limited by what was available to you or who was willing to talk to you?
It's a good question. I hadn't thought of it that way. I think that, well, the government was solely, we were run by whites, so if I'm talking about business or government, they were the people who ran the business. And Oviedo has never had a black city council member, nor has any black ever been elected to countywide office in Seminole County. So if I'm talking about politics or business, there were very few black businessmen.
Now, from writing this book, is there anything that you would pass on to, say, amateur historians or members of a historical society, anybody who would be interested in performing a project similar to yours? Is there anything that you learned that you would pass on to them? Any advice?
Well, it takes a lot of time, and you have to be willing to listen. I would pick up suggestions in people's stories, in things they told, and then that would be a lead in to another question that I would answer. I mentioned taking time. We were fortunate in being able to obtain a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities, and that gave me a semester off from school, and gave Donna Neely some time off in the summer to do some research.
Anything else that would help a prospective researcher?
I think that you have to also have the trust of people. Now, like one man, for example, he was a grower, and he had a particular pumping system that was very private. He didn't want to share it. He took me out to his field and opened the door and showed me this elaborate pumping system. So I think there was an element of trust in there.
We're here today for the Riches Project, you know, and the purposes of the project are to reach out and collect the stories and experiences, histories of the citizens of Central Florida. Your book definitely fits into that mold. Can you tell us, like, what do you think is the importance of collecting and disseminating local history?
I think it's a way of generating civic pride. I think people are fascinated in knowing the stories that people have to tell. One thing that Ben Wheeler said to somebody, he didn't say it to me, we didn't know we had a history till addicts came here. And I was greatly flattered by that. I felt that what I had done with that was to give people a certain pride in their community. And it's been gratifying to me because I could have written some books on analysis of Tennyson's poetry or something like that, but nobody would have read them. But to talk to somebody, say, I read your book and I like the book, you know, something like that, I've enjoyed.
Well, and to this date, your book so far is the only history, the definitive history on Oviedo, so maybe somebody else will come along in your footsteps.
Well, I hope the fourth edition will be done by somebody else, and maybe they'll take a different approach, mm-hmm. and it'll be time to do it differently. I hope that I've left enough in the notes that I've taken, and they have the notes stored in files, that maybe somebody will come along and find some different approach, something that I left out or something I didn't play down. Sometimes I was reticent, and you can see where those occur, withholding some information, not naming somebody here or there, because I didn't want to hurt anybody.
Well, Dr. Addix, thank you very much for speaking with us tonight. We really appreciate having you. The author is Richard Addix, Professor Emeritus at UCF and co-author of the book Oviedo, Biography of a Town, now in its third edition. The book is available through the Oviedo Historical Society online at www.oviedohs.com. The book can also be purchased at the historic Lawton House, the museum of the Oviedo Historical Society, and the subject of a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Riches Documentary Podcast. Feel free to contact us with any questions or comments on the program that you just heard. Please join us for the next episode, The Hontoon Island Totems.
Tells me.
Bombay.
Geneva.
Hi, Disney.
Vero, bitch.
Donnelly.